得胜的尊名求你，阿门。我们从第二章第一节到第八节
，From chapter two verses one to eight，
看见一个非常非常丰富的篇幅。
We see a very rich illustration。
这个雅各提到，我们行为在对人方面应当有怎样的态度
？And that is the apostle James talk about how we should treat each other。
在这里特别提醒我们，不可按外貌待人。
He especially reminded us not to treat others based on what they are like。
有一个很尊贵的灵魂。居住在一个很简陋的身体里面。
Some noble spirit may live in a very shabby out body.
相反的，有一些人有非常非常卑贱的灵魂，但外貌是非常吸引人的。
On the contrary, there are people who are very despicable, but they look very good outside.
所以我们不应当被我们眼睛所看见的现象所欺骗。
And so let us not be deceived by what we can see with our eyes.
人的价值不应当被外貌的简陋所遮盖。
The value of a human being ought not to be covered by his exterior.
这样每一个己才能把另外一个己当作自己一样来看待他。
In so doing, every self would be able to treat another self as the same.
因为爱人如己是神的命令。
The Lord has commanded us to love others as we love ourselves.
命令是律法里面很重要的一环。
Commandments are a very important part of the laws.
爱神与爱人是绝对不可以分开来。
We cannot segregate loving God and loving others.
当一个人说我爱上帝却不能爱人的时候，
When a person says he loves God but he doesn't love others,
他其实是自打嘴巴。
He actually is deceiving himself.
当一个人说我能爱人不能爱神的时候，
But when a person says I love people but not God,
那照样是出卖自己。
In the same way, he has betrayed himself.
人是按照上帝的形象样式造的。
Because we have been made in God's image.
圣经很清楚告诉我们。
The Bible says clearly.
律法就是爱神跟爱人的总归纳。
The law is the summary of how we should love God and love man.
人爱人的力量是从爱神的力量产生出来的。
The strength for us to love others comes from our ability to love God.
而人爱神的力量是神爱他的力量产生出来的。
We are able to love God because God first loved us.
因为我们爱，因为上帝先爱我们。
We love because God first loved us.
上帝又吩咐我们把他给我们的爱作为原本，作为基础去爱与我们同样按照神形象样式被造的人。
And the Lord has commanded us to use the love that He has given to us to love others who have been made in His image.
这个原则是贯彻旧有新有的。
This principle is consistent in the Old and the New Testament.
你们爱人如己。
You ought to love others as you love yourself.
爱你们的邻舍。
You ought to love your neighbors.
这个一定要尽心、尽性、尽力。爱你的上帝是同等重要的。
It is the same when you say you have to love God with all your heart, your soul, your spirit, and your strength.
因为这就是最大的诫命。
This is the greatest commandment.
所以原来律法不是用定罪来作为目的的。
The law is not meant for judgment in the beginning.
因为律法的动机是用赦罪来做动机的。
The motivation is actually in forgiveness.
所以在第九节开始，
So from verse 9 onwards,
就提到了许多很有关系的这个有关的关联，也就是有机性对律法与行为之间的关系。
You see a lot of dynamic relationship between the laws and action.
一开始第九节讲什么话呢？
Verse 9 starts.
但你们若按外貌待人，你们就是犯罪。
But if you show favoritism, your sin, you already sin.
这个定义是忽然间出现，是非常直截了当，是很简洁、很有力的一个定义。
This is a sudden declaration that appears suddenly to show us, and it's very concise.
Amplification doesn't work. 现在已经扩音机没有。Hello,
hello.
OK, 我们继续听下去。那么圣经里面有好几次用很简单的字眼来描写什么叫做罪。
There are a few passages in the Bible that explain sin in a very concise manner.
这个很特别的。
This is very special.
违背律法就是罪。
If you are against the law, you sin.
自善不行就是罪。
If you know good and not do it, it's sin.
不以不出于信心的就是罪。
Things that are not from faith is sin.
心高气傲就是罪。
Arrogance is sin.
那么大概有七次这样简洁但是这么明显的提到什么叫做罪。
There are about seven passages that have such concise description.
倒没有直接说奸淫就是罪。
It doesn't say adultery is sin.
杀人就是罪。
Murder is sin.
当然那些一定是罪。
But of course these are sins.
但定义讲出来的时候，比那些更关键、更重要的这个原则性的词句才出现。
But the very clear definition does not appear in all these things.
在这里忽然间又产生一个定义了。
Here we see a very clear definition.
按外貌待人就是犯罪。
If you show favoritism, you sin.
哇，这种定义是很特别的。
It's a very special definition.
这种定义是全本圣经只有一次的。
Only appeared once in the Bible.
原来你按人的外貌来评定人的内容的时候，你正在犯罪。
In other words, when you judge others based on how they look, you are sinning.
这是全世界的人很难避免的。
But this is something that everyone will do.
单单从这一点来说，人人都犯了罪，已经够定罪了。
So based on this definition itself, all have sinned.
因为我们常常凭外貌来待人。
We always judge based on the exterior.
那为什么凭外貌来待人是违背律法呢？
Why is this against the law?
因为第九节说你这样做是违背律法的。
Verse 9 says you are convicted by the law.
你是干犯法律的。
As lawbreakers.
把人当作一个这个。用外貌就可以评定价值的这种观念本身就是罪的观念。
The concept where you can judge someone and give him a value based on how he looks is itself sin.
那我要问的问题是什么呢？
My question
is, 到底我按外貌待人违背哪一条律法？
What law did I break?
第五条诫命，当孝敬父母，没有说不可以按外貌待人啊。
The fifth commandment says honor your father and mother. It doesn't talk about favoritism.
第六条说不可以杀人，也没有说按外貌待人是犯罪啊。
Verse, the sixth commandment says, "Thou shalt not kill." It doesn't talk about favoritism.
所以我们按外貌待人，没有违背第五条，没有违背第六条，没有违背第七条，没有违背第八条，没有违背第九条，没有违背第十条。我们到底是违反的哪一条的法律？
So if we show favoritism, we do not break the fifth to the tenth commandment. So what do we break then?
那么，这雅各书是专讲行为的书。
James is a book that talks about works and
action. 他应该明白律法里面每一条细节要求的是什么。
So he would know what the laws have required from us.
突然间，雅各的口里面讲这句话。
But suddenly he declared this.
你按外貌待人，你就是违背律法。
If you show favoritism, you sin.
你按外貌待人，你就是犯罪。
You are a lawbreaker.
你是违背了法律，你是抵触了摩西的法律。
If convicted by the law of Moses.
那么你要问他，我到底抵触哪条法律呢？
Then you will ask which law is this?
他有没有明文告诉我们呢？
He doesn't tell us here.
这里是讲抵触了整个的律法，不是抵触某一条的问题。
But he talks about how the entire law is broken.
所以这句话的意思就是说，我们不能痛脚痛一脚，头痛一头来处理行为的问题。
It means that when we treat the matter of action, we cannot segregate it from the whole.
西方人呢，你手痛，把你手开刀；眼睛痛，把你手就把眼睛开刀。他是一步一步来处理你的事情的。
A Western doctor will get rid of your hand if it hurts, or your eye if it hurts.
中国医生无论你什么病，先摸脉，心脏怎么样，里面温不温，合不合，是不是太热或者太凉，先从整体的这一个关系来处理你的病。
But the Chinese doctor will do it from a holistic standpoint to understand the entire body.
从某角度来说，中医比西医更有智慧，西医比中医更有知识。
So from another angle, the Chinese doctor has more wisdom and the Western doctor has more knowledge.
西方的医学比较有条理，中国的医学比较有道理。
The Western medicine seems to have a system, but the Eastern medicine has some reason.
那么讲这种道呢，是对中国人讲，不敢对外国人讲，就是按外貌待人。
But we dare not quite declare this to the West. This is favoritism.
直到西方开始说用查血来决定你有什么病的时候，这个就是不是脚痛医脚。头痛一头，从整体来处理你身体的健康的问题。
Only when the Western medicine start to find out what diseases you have by blood test, then it is holistic.
这样就可以从整个的来看你的毛病出在哪里。
And with this area, you can check the entire body.
我们行为的问题也是这样。
This is the case for action.
我许多时候呢，我们不知道说我们以为是部分处理，却不知道整体发生的毛病。
Sometimes we want to deal with problem one at a time without realizing the entire problem.
多数人认为你心脏病一定你血里面太多的这个胆固醇，你心脏病因为你吃太多的油，你心脏病是这样，很多心脏病是因为从牙齿来的。
Many people think that if you have a heart problem, it must be because of cholesterol or fat, but sometimes it's from your teeth.
所以这有机关联不懂，常常只能处理这个治标不治本的事情。
Because we do not understand the organic relationship, we only solve a superficial problem.
对圣经的了解也是如此。
This is the case for the Bible too.
我到底犯了哪一条法令？
Which law did I break?
请你告诉我，我按外貌待人违背哪一条诫命？
Can you tell me where the Bible says this?
没有啊，圣经没有讲这样的事情。
The Bible doesn't talk about favoritism.
彼得，这个雅各特别说，你已经犯罪了。
But James says you have sinned.
你违背了律法的。
You have gone against the law.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为律法里面最重要的人与人的关系，就是你要爱人如己。
Because the most important concept in the law is that we are to love others as ourselves.
但当你按外貌待人的时候，你就不可能爱人如己。
But when you show favoritism, that cannot be the case.
你已经犯了律法。
You have broken the law.
你已经犯了罪。
You have sinned.
有多少的人，因为我们对他的眼光不对，就这样跌倒，你不知道吗？
Don't you know that many people will fall in their walk of faith because of the way we look at them?
有多少人，因为我们不注意的讲一句话，使他自卑感永远爬不起来，你以为你没有犯罪吗？
Some people unintentionally, because of the things we say, they fall and they never get up again.
有一些民族跟别的民族不会因为欺笑他或者藐视别人的一句话，产生了世世代的仇恨，你想这不是犯罪吗？
Some races have generation of warfare because of a simple sentence that have been uttered.
犯罪多数在犯的人身上是有意识的。
Sin are often something that is consciously done by the sinner.
但是竟然有一些是我们不知我们正在犯罪的罪。
But there are sins that are done in a subconscious manner.
这就是大卫所讲的隐而未现之罪。
This is what David said, hidden sins.
求主赦免我们。
May the Lord forgive us.
因为我虽然没有杀百人，但是百人是因我而死的。
Because although I did not murder someone, that person may have died indirectly because of me.
我虽然没有故意得罪了那个人，很多人心里因我而绊倒的。
Perhaps I did not intend to sin against someone, but others may be falling because of me.
耶稣基督绊倒人的事是免不了的。
Jesus Christ said that it is inevitable that we will cause others to fall.
因为在这个社会里面，常常可能发生人被绊倒的事情。
In this society, things like that happen all the time.
但耶稣加上一句，那绊倒人的人应当用石头把他绑起来丢在海里。
But Jesus added and said, the one who caused others to fall ought to have a millstone over his neck and thrown into the sea.
所以可能我们有许多的罪，我们求主赦免，我们要求赦免的罪比我们没有要求赦免的罪少得多啊。
But we ask the Lord for forgiveness of sins of commission, but we have many sins of omission.
我们无意识中间所干犯的律法，所做的罪，是超过我们自己以为我们犯过罪的错误更多的。
The sins that we have committed indirectly actually far outweighs the number of sins we have.
每一个人可以感觉到自己已经圣洁了。
Therefore, not one of us should consider ourselves as already
perfect. 每一个人可以感觉到自己已经完全了。
Or that we have already been made perfect.
这就是归正神学跟卫斯理约翰的观念不同的地方。
This is where Reformed theology differs from John Wesley.
卫斯理约翰在他的成圣的观念中间。
In the concept of sanctification by John Wesley.
人可以在今世达到完完全全的地步。
He believed that a human being can be made perfect in his living life.
所以他要人追求完全。
And so he want people to seek after perfection.
好像这完全是程度的长进，以及分量的成全，就叫做完全的样子。
And he measured perfection by quantitative manner.
但是归正神学说这个根本不可能。
But in Reformed understanding, this is not possible.
当我们以为我们已经完全，来自己感到自己有所得着。有的达到的时候，也就是我们非常不完全的时候。
Because the very moment you think of yourself as perfect, you are also imperfect.
所以，归正神学的完全观是动性的，不是静性的。
The idea of perfection in Reformed theology is dynamic.
是进展的，不是成全的。
It's progressive and not completed at one
point. 是动机的，不是分量的。
It is about motive and not quantity.
应当有完全人的心智。
We need to have an attitude towards perfection.
完全的心智就是常常感觉到自己不完全的心智。
And that attitude will make you feel imperfect.
所以保罗说，我不认为我已经完全。
The apostle Paul says, it's not that I have received already achieved.
保罗说，我不认为我已经得着。
Or that I'm perfect.
我还是努力追求。
But I strive forward.
竭力追求。
With all my strength,
向标杆着跑。
Towards the goal.
要得着上帝在基督里召我来，要我得的奖赏。
to receive the gift that God has given to me called in the Lord Jesus Christ.
感到自己完全。
So he never considered himself as perfect.
接下去他的结论说，我们中间所有完全人都要有这样的心智。
And then he gave a conclusion that all who is perfect among us ought to feel in the same way.
我们完全人要感到自己从来不完全，这才是完全人应当有的反合性的动机的追求。
It's paradoxical that the perfect man would think of himself as imperfect.
我们如果有完全信的神，把这个完全的种子放在我们里面。
And even perfection comes because God has given us the seed of perfection.
如果我们有完全信的上帝把这个动机接近了，使我们有这样的存心。
And if ever we are perfect, it's because God has given us this motive to be perfect.
又告诉我们这一切都是恩典，完全不是我们自己有什么功劳。
And then we are also reminded that this is all by His grace and not from our own works.
所以我们一方面深深尽我们力量尽心竭力追求完全，又深深感觉到我们根本没有达到完全。
On the one hand, we try our best to be perfect. At the other side, we are naturally feeling that we are not perfect.
在这个继续不断自省、继续不断不满足、继续不断追求的谦卑中间，我们从完全的心智跟动机，到了完全的分量，等基督的再来。
And in this manner, we keep growing, we keep thinking of ourselves as imperfect, keep striving from an attitude until the Lord come again.
这样到底有哪一个人真正可以成全律法呢？
And so among us, who really can fulfill the law?
除了耶稣基督是神道成肉身讲过一句话，我来了，不是废除律法，乃是成全律法。
Jesus Christ, God incarnate, declared that I come not to get rid of the law, but to fulfill it.
没有一个人可以遵行律法。
Other than him, no one.
没有一个人能成全律法。
Not a single person can fulfill the whole law.
在罗马书第十三章里面告诉我们。
Romans chapter 13 says.
凡爱人如己的，就成全了律法。
Those who love others as themselves fulfills the law.
这就是保罗跟雅各相同的地方。
This is where Apostle Paul is similar to James.
保罗，你能爱人如己，你就成全了律法。
Paul says, if you can love others as yourself, you are fulfilling the law.
那么雅各说，你按外貌待人，你就违背了律法。
But James says, if you show favoritism, you are against the law.
当你按外貌待人的时候
，When you show favoritism,
你就会尊贵某些，卑贱另外一些。
Surely you honor some and you despise others.
尊重某些，羞辱另外一些。
You respect some and you will humiliate others.
真正的动因使你产生分别的，不过是他们的衣着，不过是他们的外貌。
And you judge them based on how they look.
所以以外貌待人的是绝对不可能遵行爱人如己的命令。
And so if you do things in this way, surely you do not love others as yourself.
一个人没有办法爱人如己的时候，他就从来没有可能成全律法。
It is then impossible for him to fulfill the law.
有很多人故意找出保罗跟雅各不同的地方，认为他们是死对头一样的。
Some people propose that Paul is against James.
我不是看到如此。
This is not how I see.
看到雅各跟这个保罗的神学是一样的。
I see the same theology for both.
他们完全一致的。
They are consistent.
一个是把我们从外院带到至圣所的里面。
One person bring us from the outer court into the most holy place.
另外一个是把我们从至圣所带到外面出来。
The other person bring us from the most holy place to the outer court.
当你从外面进到至圣所的时候，
When you enter into the most holy place,
你进到更深的奥秘的一层，
When you enter into the deeper mystery,
你进到信仰更丰盛的内幕，
You enter into the deeper depth of the faith.
当你从至圣所到外院的时候，
But when you move from inside outwards,
你看到怎么样把神的恩典带到众人的面前，
You see how to bring the grace of God to the masses.
换一句话说，我怎样在神面前活作伟人，我们怎么在人面前活作代表神，是一样的事情。
It is the same thing to live as man before God and to live to represent God before man.
所以卫斯理约翰的成全观是一个很外表的，是一个很现象性的完全观。
And so the concept of sanctification by John Wesley is superficial.
归正神学的完全观是一个很原则性的，一个很合乎圣经全本的这个总原则的成全观。
But in Reformed theology, sanctification is biblical and consistent with the whole Bible principles.
讲了这句话以后，
After verse 9 declared this,
也就是告诉我们不是从支离破碎的世界去处理行为问题。
It tells us that we ought not to treat action as individual things.
我们从整体的上帝的旨意，从律法的总规去看，用爱来解决行为的困难。
We need to look at it from the entire principles of the Bible to solve problems of action with love.
换一句话说，一个人什么规条都照着做了，却没有爱，他不过是尽责任，而不是生命的流露。
In other words, if a person just fulfills all the law, law by law, without love, he is just doing a responsibility.
相反的，如果一个人是照着爱的生命流露，他无形中就遵行了所有的律法。
Conversely, if a person loves other person and fulfills love in his life, he already fulfills all the laws.
这是基本跟这个治标不同的地方。
This is the difference between doing things superficially and going in depth.
这是政权跟支离破碎的细节之间不同的地方。
This is the difference between having the whole picture and only having fragmentary pictures.
第九节这样讲了以后,
After verse 9 declares this,
第十节雅各接下去讲什么呢?
James says in verse 10,
雅各书在第十节里面突然讲另外一句话以来,
Suddenly he declared another thing.
他说呢, 原来算遵守律法的只在一条上跌倒, 就是犯了重条。
For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it.
这一节跟第九节又完全转过另一个方向了。Here
it is another direction from verse 9.
如果第九节要我们从整体去论行为的问题,
If verse 9 encourages us to look at our action from a whole picture,
第十节又说犯了一条就等于犯了重条。
Verse 10 says, if you just break one, you break all.
所以这里的意思是告诉我们,
The verse is trying to tell us
整全的不废除局部的,
that although we are looking at the whole picture, the individual laws are important.
就像刚才讲,局部的不能代替整全的。
Like we said earlier, a single law doesn't represent the whole thing.
这个上帝的道的完整性,这个上帝的道的有机性,这个上帝的道的相符的关系。
This is the interrelationship between the whole laws of God that is consistent and organic.
犹太人到底有多少律法呢?
How many laws did the Jews have?
他们从10条诫命,
From the Ten Commandments,
慢慢发展到变成200多条。
They have 200 over subsidiaries.
慢慢发展到变成613条。
In the end, there are 613 commandments.
整个旧约里面所有上帝的命令都归在613条的法令里面。
They have 613 articles of law for the whole Bible.
那你研究越深，研究越广，研究越多的时候，
And when you study in depth into these things,
你就每一条都要清楚记得。
You must remember every single one of these laws.
每一条都要好好去遵守。
And then follow it.
那你要用这613条的命令，每天监察自己，每天的监督自己，每天鞭策自己。 不要违背其中的一条。
And with these 613 laws, every day you reflect on it and you make sure you don't break any of them.
你想这样做人快乐不快乐啊?
Would this then be a very happy life?
做糟糕的今天犯了第238条。
Oh, today I broke
232. 明天不小心犯了412条。
Tomorrow 413.
那么这600多条天天变成很大很大的压力。
So every day is quite pressurizing.
结果呢，就你犯了一条，所做的其他都没有用， 因为犯一条就等于犯重条。
In the end, if you break one, you break all.
那么这样做人很辛苦。
It's very difficult to live life.
这样做人是没有盼望的。
There's no hope.
所以天天在律法之下叹息自己无能为力。
So every day you sigh under the burden of the law.
天天良心控告是没有照着上帝律法完全遵守的。Every
day your conscience will tell you you are a sinner.
这种人没有神经病已经是恩典了。
So a person like that would have gone crazy.
不自杀是很特别的。
It would be unusual if he didn't kill himself.
还可以好好活下去，可能就是逃避或者假冒的人。
Perhaps you have to be a hypocrite in order to live like this.
耶稣在世界上的时候,
When Jesus was on earth,
他就面对了这些后来变成假冒的一批人。
He faced these people who later became hypocrites.
因为他们一方面尽量默背，尽量不去明白所有的规条。
On the one hand, they tried to memorize and to remember all these laws.
一方面以为他们已经照着那些遵行，所以就自以为意了。
But on the other hand, they are self-righteous because they think they have done it.
耶稣说,你们这些法利赛人,你们有灾祸的。
Jesus Christ said, Woe to you Pharisees.
假冒伪善的文士有灾祸的。
You hypocrites and scribes.
你们这些律法师有灾祸的。 所这辈最大的一批的人就是宗教领袖。
Religious leaders are the ones that Jesus Christ rebuked the most in his life.
他们可以穿着最漂亮的这个宗教的衣袍, 来遮盖最多虚假的行为。
They can wear the best religious coat to cover up the most hypocrisy.
他们的罪在哪里呢?
Where are their sins?
他们的罪就在乎他们不知道自己有罪。
Their sins is in the fact that they did not know their sins.
他们的不义在哪里呢?
Where are their unrighteousness?
他们的不义就在乎他们以为他们比别人更义。
Their unrighteousness were in the fact that they think of themselves as righteous.
你托生讲一句话是相当有道理的。
Watchman Nee declared something.
在上帝面前最大的罪就是自以为义。
He says that before God, the greatest sin is self-righteousness.
你以为自己比别人好的时候，
when you think of yourself as better than others,
特别憎恶你。
God would hate you more.
当你自己以为你自己有义的时候，
when you think that you have righteousness,
你就会傲慢抵挡上帝的恩典。
You will block the grace of God by your arrogance.
看见没有一个人比你更好的时候，
when you look at others and you think of yourself better than all of them,
以为你可以垄断上帝的恩典。
You would think that you can monopolize the grace of God.
因为上帝不把恩典赐给别人。
Because God did not give the other person that grace.
所以这是上帝所恨恶的事情。
These are things that God is hate.
那么雅各在这里说什么呢？
And James says,
你犯了一条就是犯了众条。
For when you break one, you break all.
我从前不明白这句话什么意思。
In the past, I did not understand this verse.
如果犯了一条，
if I break one law,
就等于犯了众条。
Means I break all.
那么犯了五条，
then if I break five,
也犯了众条。
Also break all.
什么条都犯，
if I break everything,
也等于犯了众条。
We also break all.
那么做人不必辛苦了，就全部犯好了。
So the best way is to break all the laws.
反正犯了也是犯，犯一条也是犯。
You break one, it's the same.
那你辛辛苦什么都做，什么都做。结果呢，犯一条还是等于犯了众条。
So you try so hard, but you break one, you break all.
很多人想法是悲观的。
So many people look at it
pessimistically. 每次讲什么都想坏的。
We always think from a bad angle.
有一次我讲到，
once when I was preaching,
你越爱主，魔鬼就越不甘愿。
I say the more you love the Lord, the more Satan will not be happy.
后来有一个人听了这篇道以后呢，
after a person heard the sermon,
他变成故意不爱主。
He purposely did not want to love the Lord.
给魔鬼留地步。
He said that so that Satan will not be tempted.
我知道我吓了一跳。
When I heard that, I was afraid.
你知道我讲那一篇道，我的动机是什么吗？
He said, "Do you know what I meant?"
我是说，如果你爱主，魔鬼捉弄你的话，你不要奇怪，因为你越爱主，他就越要欺负你。他说就是啦，你那样讲，我就故意不爱主，免得他欺负我嘛。
I was telling him that when you love the Lord more, Satan will go after you so that you will not be surprised.
他还以为他是帮助魔鬼，不给他有犯罪的机会。
He thought that he's helping Satan so that he will not have opportunity to
sin. 完全没想，想反过去。
It's the other angle altogether.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
犯一条就等于犯众条。
When you break one law, you break the whole law.
这句话不是鼓励你什么都可以犯，因为反正一犯一条跟犯众条都一样的，所以呢就多犯算了嘛。
It is not to encourage you to break all the laws.
完全不是这个意思。
Absolutely not.
犯了条就是犯了众条。
When the Bible says break one means you break all.
这就告诉我们，我们根本没有一个人有办法完全遵守律法。
It is to remind us that none of us can fulfill the law.
那我们也没有可能这个完全，所以我们一定会犯一些律法。
Because we will certainly break some laws.
那怎么办呢？
So what will we
do? 犯条就等于犯了众条。
Break one means
you break all. 这就表示没有一个人可以靠着自己。在自己的行为上蒙上帝称义。
It tells us that none of us can be made righteous by our own works.
所以我们都需要上帝的恩典。
So all of us need the grace of God.
犯一条就等于犯了重要，怎么去了解它呢？
How do we understand this verse then?
我从前呢，第一次买车的时候，
When I first bought a car,
我都是买旧车。
I always buy old cars.
我今生到今天65岁了，我常常买八年以上的车。
At age 65, all my cars have been more than 8 years old.
我从来没有买过新车一次。
I've never bought a new car.
就我买旧车的，又买了比较好的牌，又很便宜。
I will buy a better brand.
而且买到那些比较少用的，机器还很好。
And I always manage to get those with low mileage.
又经济又好用又安全。
It's very economical and safe.
但是从前买的车都是旧型的。
But the cars I bought are older models.
所以跟现在的很不一样。
Different from now.
你现在下车的，啪，全部窗自己关掉了。
Now you go down, you can use the remote to control everything.
全部的门都不能开了。
And the doors can be closed.
我们从前要下车要这个一个玻璃一个玻璃转。
In the past, we need to wind up all the window one by one.
四个玻璃都转清楚了以后。
All four windows.
这边压那边压，压到手痛的范围很长嘛。
And then go to tap all the doors.
有一次呢，我进到车里面的时候，发现东西不见了。
Once I went into the car, I discovered someone stole my things.
为什么呢？
Why?
原来有一个门忘记锁。
I forgot one door.
哎呀。一个门忘记锁，等于四个门都没有锁，就是这样简单。
If you get one door, it means all four are gone.
这个就最容易明白什么叫做犯一条就犯了众条，就是一样样。
This is the easiest way to understand this verse.
你说我只有这个门没有锁啊？
Well, only this door.
所以应该只有这一部分的东西给他偷去好了。
Maybe only these things get stolen.
当你忘记锁一个门的时候，
But when you forget to lock just one door,
谁看到了他就感谢上主，感谢上主。还有一个门
The thief will be very happy because one door is open.
一个门 不熟就够了。
That's all it takes.
他可从这个门进去溜达，完全去偷你所有的东西。
He can go into your car and take whatever he wants.
就是这样简单。
It's so simple.
所以你说上帝为什么一个门不锁，所有的车里面东西都丢了呢
？So you ask God, why did I lose everything just because I did not lock one door?
上帝你不公义，这个门不锁，就这个座位的东西被偷就好了嘛
？You say God, you are not just. Why don't you just steal this portion of things?
不是这样简单。
It's not so simple.
照样，当女孩子戴这个。这个项链的时候
，In the same manner, when a girl wear a necklace,
有一节掉了。
If one portion of the necklace break,
你说感谢主，只有掉一节，其他都还在。
You say thanks be to God, only one broke off.
一个掉一节，谁丢掉一粒珠罢了
？Then only one pearl will disappear.
我告诉你，一节一断了，整条丢，不会单单丢一个的。
But of course, when the necklace break, everything will be lost.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这个是关联的。
Because they are all linked.
整条的链子就是一条，把它绑起来。
The entire necklace is linked with one string.
你断了一个，就等于断了整条。
If one is lost, the whole thing will be
lost. 丢了一个，就等于丢了整条。
One pearl lost, everything is
lost. 这就是你犯一条，就犯了众条。
This is what it means to break one and then break the whole law.
这句话的意思是什么呢
？What is the verse?
这句话的意思就是没有一个人能全守律法。
The point is that none of us can fulfill the law.
所以还是知道律法是整体性的。
It also tells us that the law is wholesome.
当你对人不尊重的时候
，When you do not respect another person，
对人轻看的时候
，When you look down on them，
你已经违背了整个律法里面的总意，就是爱人如己的总原则。
You have gone against the general principles of the law, and that is to love others as yourself.
你说我没有犯奸淫呐
？You say, well, I never committed adultery.
我也没有杀人呐
？I've never murdered.
告诉你，不可犯奸淫。不可杀人的上帝也对你说：“你不可欺负人，你不可做假见证陷害人。”
But the God that says you do not commit adultery or do not murder also say you are not to look down on others.
所以律法的完整性。
So the completeness of the law.
律法的总原则。
The general principle.
律法的总归。
The summary of the law.
就是一个包含各诫命又加附各诫命的总原理。
It's a general principle that contains all the law and also sustains all the law.
这个总原理是什么呢
？What is this general principle?
就是你要爱人如己。
And that is, you are to love others as you love yourself.
我们怎么能够把别人当作是自己一样来尊重，当作自己一样来爱他呢
？How do we love another person as if we are loving ourselves?
这是非常不简单的事情。
This is actually very difficult.
原来我们的爱常常是向上而不是向下。
Our love is directed upwards and not downwards.
当我们看见比我们更尊贵的。
When you look at someone that's more noble, better person,
比我们更聪明的
a smarter person,
比我们更美的
a beautiful person,
我们产生了一个爱慕，产生了一个喜欢的心
we will admire and we will love.
那我们许多时候，我们的爱都是从自私做出发点的
Very often it starts from selfishness.
因为我们的得着，因为我们的占有
Because we want to get it, we want to possess.
所以我们的爱是以自私做出发点。以霸占别人的贪心作为动机的。
And so our love is motivated by this sense of possession and selfishness.
这不是律法的总纲。
This is not the general principle of the Bible.
第十条诫命的禁止。
This is what the Ten Commandments will broadcast. 所以你的
贪恋是为了得着别人。
When you love another thing, it's because you want to possess it.
占有别人。
To get it.
所以你的贪恋是从自私做出发点。
Therefore, this greed comes from selfishness.
来使别人变成你自己的产业。
That others will become part of your possession.
别人变成你自己的控制的一个这个对象。
That they may be controlled and manipulated by you.
这不是爱人如己。
This is not loving others as yourself.
真正的爱是舍弃的。
True love is self-sacrificial.
真正的爱是向下的。
True love goes downwards.
所以当你舍己降卑的时候，牺牲自己成全对方的时候，你是爱。
When you deny yourself and when you go down and to accomplish the other person, you are loving him.
这对谁呢？
Towards who?
对所有的人。
It is meant for all.
所以这样呢，爱人如己就变成一个很高、很高尚的道德的原则了。
And so this becomes a very noble principle to love others as yourself.
第十节就提到，你犯一条就犯了众条。
Verse 10 tells us, if you break one, you break all.
还是照样跟第九节一样的，是谈到部分跟总体之间的关联。
Like verse 9, it talks about the relationship between the whole and the singular law.
那么第十节讲完了以后
After verse 10,
第十节说原来那说不可奸淫的也说不可杀人你就是不奸淫去杀人人是成了犯律法的
Verse 11 says, For he who said do not commit adultery also said do not murder. If you do not commit adultery but do murder, you have become a lawbreaker.
第十二节接下去就说
And then verse 12 says,
你们既然 要用按世人自由的律法受审判。你们既然要按照世人自由的律法来受审判，就该按照这个律法说话行事。
Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that give freedom, because judgment without mercy will be sure of anyone. What does this verse mean?
我们许多时候审判别人的时候，
many a times when we judge others,
我们都是把律法当作我们的根据来评定别人。
We use the law as the basis of judgment.
神讲了这个话。
We say God said this.
所以这就是我现在审判你的原则。
And this is the principle why I will judge you.
那么你要知道，律法不是给你拿去审判别人的。
You need to know that the law is not meant for you to judge others.
律法要逼你受上帝的审判。
It forces you to be judged by God.
如果你要照着这个律法来受审判，
if you are going to be judged by this law,
你就要照这个律法去行事去为人。
What you need to do is to speak and act.
你所讲的，
the things you say,
你所做的，
the things you do,
应该照着律法的内容所讲的范围去做。
Should be based on what the law describes.
但是我们今天不是如此。
But this is not the case.
我们今天一方面抓住律法。
On the one hand, we grab hold of the law.
不知道里面的总纲是爱。
We do not know that the general principle is love.
我们用这个作为对别人的要求。
But we use this to demand of others.
不用这个作为对自己的要求。
Not towards ourselves.
神借着律法所求之于我的。
God has demanded of me through the law.
原是要我明白他的圣洁、他的良善、他的公义。
It was meant for me to understand His holiness, His goodness, and justice.
借着律法要我明白的社会的价值。
Through His law, He wants me to know the structure of the society.
遵行这个命令而不加害于人。
And that the value of the society is based on obedience to the law.
神赐下这个人与人之间的法令的总原则。
The general principle of the laws that God has given to us.
是出于对人的爱。
It is meant because of His love.
这个原则是非常重要的。
These are very important principles.
为什么说这个总原则是对人的爱呢？
Why do we say the general principle is the love of God?
如果你真正爱人，你不会让他在奸淫的罪里面受害。
If you truly love another person, you will not allow him to suffer under the sin of adultery.
真正爱人，你不可能让他被杀。
If you truly love that person, you will not allow him to be murdered.
真正爱人，你不可能让他受谎话的危害。
If you truly love another person, you will not allow him to be harmed by lies.
如果你真正爱一个人，你不准他的东西被人贪、被人抢去。
If you truly love another person, you will not allow his things to be stolen.
上帝赐下这个律法。
So God gave us the law.
它的总原则就是用爱做出发点，产生人与人和谐的社会关系。
It is actually based on the love for humanity, and it is built upon that.
但是今天我们不知道上帝的心意。
But today we have lost this understanding of God.
自己也没有达到上帝的要求。
We ourselves have not fulfilled what He wants.
我们就把这个当作是我对别人的要求。
What we do is that we take the law and demand of others.
假借上帝的权柄来审判人。
We use the authority of God to judge others.
对，这个就是我们用律法狐假虎威。
We use the laws for our own purposes.
我们把律法当作对别人要求的一个总原则。
We use the law as the general principle to demand of others.
那我们不是出于爱，
not because we love them，
也不是出于怜悯，
not because we have mercy on them，
我们乃是出于定罪的仇恨，
but because of the hatred in judgment.
这是宗教性里面很可怕的事情。
This is something frightening in religion.
最近有一个人对我说，我的太太从前不爱读圣经，现在每天读圣经，而且每天读了很多章，又做笔记，又画来画去。我说那很好，你的太太一定灵性很进步。他说不，刚好相反。
Recently, someone told me that my wife is studying the Bible and going in depth into study, but I said that your wife therefore is very spiritual. He said no, completely the other way around.
不一样了，现在他不一样了。
He said she has changed.
我说为什么不一样？
I asked him why.
每天读圣经，就找哪一节可以骂哪一个人。
He said that every day she searched the scripture to find out verses where other people have done wrong.
哪一个弟兄犯了哪一条？
Which brother has done the wrong thing?
有根有据，引经据典去责备人的。
And she will have the basis to rebuke others.
你明白我的意思？
You know what I mean?
所以一个越多听到的人，一定越靠近上帝吗？不一定。
It doesn't mean that the more you listen to sermons, the closer you are with God.
法利赛人祷告很多，都在控告。
The Pharisees pray a lot, but they are always accusing of others.
法利赛人读经很多，都来找耶稣的把柄。
They read the Bible a lot, but to find the faults of Jesus Christ.
动机不是要让神审判他们。
Their motive is not for God to judge them.
他们动机是利用神来审判别人。
They wanted to use God to judge others.
所以呢，律法成为这些人更多犯罪的工具。
The laws has become tools of sin for them.
你看可怜不可怜
？It's so sad.
为这个缘故，雅各这里讲了很重的话。
Because of that, James wrote very solemn words.
如果你知道你要按照这些律法来受上帝的审判
，If you know that you are to be judged by the laws,
你就应当按照这些律法来讲话行事。
Then you should speak and act based on the laws.
换句话说，把上帝的道当作对自我的追讨，不是把上帝的话当作对别人的追讨。
In other words, use the law of God to demand of ourselves and not of others.
上帝真正赐下律法是要审判我们吗
？Did God give us the law just to judge us?
当然，罗马书第二章也提到这样的事情。
Romans chapter 2 tells us about this.
有律法的是按照律法受审判。
That those with the law are judged based on the law.
没有律法的就不按照律法受审判。
Those who do not have the law will be judged not based on the law.
因为他不知道律法嘛。
Because they do not know the laws.
那么他违背律法，他也不懂什么叫做律法。
They don't even know when they break the laws.
他更不知道他什么时候违背律法。
Certainly they don't know what they've done.
那你用律法来审判他，岂不是用给他不知道的东西来压迫他？
So it is not right to judge him based on things he does not
know. 所以那些没有律法的人。
So those who do not have the law.
上帝用他的良心作为他本人一个约束自己的律法来审判他们。
God will judge them based on their conscience.
这样有律法的人。
So those with the law.
是比没有律法的人。
Compared to those without the law.
要受上帝更严谨的对付。
Will be judged by God in a more stern manner.
听过道的人。
Those who have heard sermons.
比没有听过道的人。
Compared to those who have not.
更应当因明白真理而遵行真理。
Should follow the truth because we understand it.
你说又来了。
You say, here
you come. 你越爱主，魔鬼越做工。
The more you work, the more Satan can.
所以宁可不爱主，免得魔鬼多做工。
So it's better not to love the Lord that Satan will not disturb us.
听到要受更多的审判。
You say those who heard the sermon will be judged more sternly.
宁可不听到，免得受太多审判。
So better not to hear the sermon.
那我们许多时候思想就是走不对的方向去。
So this is the way our reason always moves.
我们更难明白上帝的话。
It makes us harder to understand.
我们更难长进。
Harder to grow.
所以我们灵性一直停顿在错误、矛盾跟失败的道路中。
Our spirituality will stay in a state of contradiction and failure.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们明白上帝的道。
We understand the word of God.
就像站在镜子面前照着自己的本相。
Just like a person who stands before the mirror looking at himself.
知道自己的毛病，应当马上把它弄清洁。
Once we know where we are filthy, we ought to clean ourselves up.
这几个礼拜，我太太跟着出门。
These few weeks, my wife has been following me.
使我好像比较整齐一些。因为他会告诉你这个铃子歪了，这个铃带不正，告诉你链上有一点脏，一直提醒你这个事情。
She keep telling me where I should make myself more tidy.
上帝的律法就是这样。
This is how the law of God works.
他不是叫你自义。
It is not for you to be self-righteous.
告诉你你的缺点。
But to tell you where your problem is.
告诉你你的毛病。
Where the mistakes are.
照着你的本相。
Based on your reflection.
因而不是怪上帝，不是责备别人，是纠正自己。
So that you do not blame God or blame others, but to correct yourself.
所以我们有了律法。
So when we have the laws.
我们知道如果我们是按照上帝律法受审判的话。
And if we know that we will be judged based on His laws.
我们就应当照着这个律法来说话行事。
We need therefore to speak and act based on these laws.
这里产生一个很大的矛盾了。
Then it seems contradictory.
一方面知道我是没有办法遵行律法的。
On the one hand, I know I cannot fulfill the law.
一方面知道我要受律法受审判。
And I know that I'll be judged by the law.
所以上帝啊，你赐下律法，到底要我行吗？我是行不来的。
Oh Lord, you have given me the law, but I cannot do it.
上帝啊，你到底赐下律法是叫我遵行吗？我没有办法做到。
You are asking me to be obedient, but I cannot make it.
上帝啊，你却赐下律法是要审判我吗？那我死定了。
If you give me the law to judge me, then surely I'm gone.
但好在刚才我们提到一点。
But earlier we said this.
律法的总纲就是爱。
The general principle of the law is love.
命令的总归就是爱。
The summary of his commandments is love.
实际上律法根本不是要我们去遵行。
So the laws are not given just for us to obey blindly.
我们根本行不来。
Because we cannot do it.
上帝赐下律法也不是要我们去违背。
It is not for us to obey and follow.
不是，是违背他。
To be a deny.
因为上帝根本没有那样邪恶的动机。
Because God did not have this evil intent.
那么上帝赐下律法是做什么的
？So what is the purpose of the law?
圣经给我们看见几个很大的动机。
The Bible gives us a few important motives.
上帝赐下律法使我们明白上帝是圣洁、公义、良善的上帝。
The laws are given that we may understand that God is holy, God is good.
这样，上帝赐下的律法给我们知道，我们已经没有办法达到上帝的公义、良善跟慈爱的目标。
Secondly, the laws tells us that we cannot reach the goal of God in holiness, in goodness and justice.
所以我们只能自知自己没有有可救了。
What it does is to tell us that we are without help.
自知自己死路一条了。
To know that we have no way out.
所以我们就不再强嘴来自己辩护自己的不义。
So that we will not defend our own unrighteousness before God.
我们就顺服在上帝公义的审判下面。
We will become submissive to the righteous judgment of God.
我们就思想开通，知道我来原是一个罪人。
Our mind will be open to the realization that we are sinners.
达到了上帝赐下律法的目的。
Then the purpose of the law is fulfilled.
如果律法只止住在这里的话，
But if this is where it stops,
我们认罪以后还要定罪。
After we confess our sin, we must be judged.
这就是普通法律的规则。
This is how common laws work.
在法院里面，
in the courts,
你有没有犯这个罪？
Did you commit this sin?
没有。
No.
证明给你看。
I show you the evidence.
证明给你看。
The movies.
人家亲自拍到你犯的是这个错，这个错。你看了有没有？
And then the judge asks again, you say yes.
你认错了。
You confess.
好孩子认错了可以回家。
The judge will say, good, you can go home now.
法律的程序不是这样的。
This is not how the law works.
法律的程序是知罪认罪就定罪。
If you confess,
对不对啊？
You will be judged and
convicted. 你知罪了？
You are sinner? Yes.
你认罪了？
You confess? Yes.
五年。
Five years.
那就五年了。
Then you're going for five years.
这个定罪根据什么呢？
Based on what?
是根据你认罪。
Because you confess.
认罪根据什么？
You confess based on what?
知道你犯罪了。
Because you know your sin.
证据明确了。
The evidence are there.
所以既然有了证据。
Since the evidence are there.
真的犯罪。
You have sinned.
立出法律。
You have broken the law.
法律的威严出来了。
The power of the law is here then.
认罪的结果就是要定罪。
And the result of confession is judgment.
但是上帝的程序不是这样。
But this is not how God works.
所以上帝有超然的一个救赎隐藏在律法的背后。
God has a supernatural salvation behind His laws.
我们若认自己的罪。
Then if we confess our sins.
上帝是信实。
God is faithful.
上帝是公义的。
God is just.
他必要抓我们进监牢几十年。
He will throw us into jail for many years. No.
他必要赦免我们的罪。
He will forgive our sins.
洗净我们的不义。
To wash away our unrighteousness.
这样的雅各就一定要谈到一个最高的目的。
And so James must talk about higher motive.
那个目的就超越了律法本身的内容。
That surpasses the contents of the law.
带出了律法背后的上帝的真正动机是什么？
To reveal to us the true motive of God behind the laws.
因为爱的缘故。
It is because of His love.
就产生了怜悯。
And mercy comes.
赦罪。
Forgiveness.
救赎。
Salvation.
把永远的生命赐给人。
That eternal life is given to us.
这是才是律法以后救恩要到人间。来成全律法不能成全的，那真正上帝的心意。
This is the true will of God and the true heart of God, where love of God will come to fulfill what the law cannot do.
虽然雅各书
，although Book of James
讲的是行为的问题
，talks about action.
当讲行为的时候
，but when he talk about action,
牵涉到律法的问题
，it related to the law.
律法的问题
，when he talks about the law,
原来是一个爱的问题
，it is about love.
而爱的结果
，and the end of love,
不是一个定罪的问题
，it's not judgment.
变成一个赦免的问题。
But forgiveness,
变成一个怜悯的问题
，mercy,
变成一个了解、同情、牺牲、救赎、赦罪、挽回的问题
，it is about recovering, understanding, empathy.
所以谁告诉你雅各书里面没有福音
？So there is indeed gospel in the book of James.
谁告诉你雅各的神学跟保罗的神学是相对、是相抗的
？And certainly the theology of James is the same as John.
完全不是的。
It is not contradictory.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
雅各。
James
跟保罗
and Paul
同样在神的引导之下
under the guidance of God
使我们明白了律法、行为、救赎、赦罪之间的总关联
help us to understand the relationship between the law and action, salvation and forgiveness
所以这段结束的时候
when this passage ends
提到了一个很重要的话语
it gives us a very important point
怜悯是向定罪夸胜的
That mercy triumphs over judgment.
请你注意这句话只有在雅各书出现一次。
This sentence only appeared in the book of James.
我再说这句话在全本圣经也只有出现这里一次。
And the entire Bible, this is the only time this verse appears.
所以这句圣经就变成非常非常宝贵了。
And so it is very special and precious.
在这一段雅各书里面第二章里面。
In chapter 2 of James.
我们看见雅各用很特别的名词来描写律法的本质。
we see James using very special terms to describe the laws.
至尊的律法。
He says the most glorious laws.
使人自由的律法。
The laws that brings freedom.
怜悯胜过定罪的律法。
Mercy triumphs over judgment.
为什么说是至尊的律法呢？
Why did he say this is the most holy law?
律法不像那些充满仇恨的人专用宪法定罪的那些人口中的那种无耻的咒诅性的动机。
Because this law is not laws that are common to man, with come from cursing of man.
这是有很尊贵的爱做出发点的一个律法。
It is a law that is royal with coming from love.
表现神最尊贵的圣洁本性的律法。
It is a law that manifests the most holy aspects of God.
律法是君尊的律法。
So it is a royal law.
君尊是很尊贵、很尊崇的律法。
The most noble law.
你能守住这至尊的律法，便是好的。
If you really keep the royal law, then you are doing right.
今天的圣经告诉我们什么呢？
And the passage we studied today.
使人自由的律法。
The laws that gives freedom.
新加坡比较少摩托车。
In Singapore, there are less motorcycles.
因为你们可以买汽车。
Because you can buy cars.
印尼很多人买不起汽车。
In Indonesia, many people cannot afford cars.
他们就买摩托车。
So they ride motorcycles.
有一些更穷的地方不能买摩托车，就买脚踏车。
Oh, bicycles.
才不能买脚踏车，就买溜冰鞋。
If not, they have roller skates.
可以在路上画来画去就是了。
They can roller skate on the road.
当你开车的时候。
When you are driving.
年轻人很喜欢开大声一点。
The young people like to have a loud,
开快一点
faster one.
所以有一些人故意把摩托车的那个滤音器把它拿了 ，rum rum， 很大声告诉我存在，就是存在主义的时代。
So some people take off the muffler so that the motorcycle is very loud.
当他撞到红灯的时候呢
？When it comes to the red light,
他敢不敢撞啊
？Will he go across?
他不敢撞。
They dare not.
这叫 moving violation。不是 standing violation.
Because you break the law, moving violation.
哇，这个就是罚得很重的。
It's a big.
看到红灯，就停下来了。
So you have to break at the traffic
junction. 停下来的时候，干练不干练呢？
Are they happy?
不干练。
Not happy.
所以去算一、二、三、四、五，算到五十还在红灯。
And the red light remains after a long time.
你心想这个医生，这个警察大概在想他的爱人忘记换灯。
You think that the traffic police have not changed the light?
现在都是自动的，他时间还没到就不换灯。
Well, of course, it's all automatic now.
会不会它电器坏了呢？
Maybe something is spoiled.
所以你表示不甘愿在红灯下面。
And you're not happy because of the red light.
很多年就呜呜呜看得更大声。
The young people were throttled.
呜呜起身，红的变成绿的。
Throttle their motorcycle.
结果红的不能变成绿的，油花的更多。
But in the end, you burn up more fuel.
反正你很气，你就是。
And people get very anxious.
你就要快快。闯红灯
，You just want to go，
换就换成绿灯
，so that you will change。
你不要受限制
，You don't want to be constrained。
律法就代表红灯
，The laws is represented by the。
轰隆隆代表你的自由。
Your trotting represents your freedom。
到底律法是给人自由或者妨碍自由的
？Did the law bring freedom or it is an impediment to freedom？
到底有红灯好不好
？Is it good to have the red light？
好不好
？Is it a good thing？
你说我要赶时间不好。
You say it's not good because I'm rushing.
如果没有红灯，我可以跑更快。
If there's no traffic light, I can go faster.
如果没有红灯
，If there were no traffic light,
你可能跑更慢。
Maybe it's slower.
本来十分钟可以到的。
Maybe you can reach there in 10 minutes.
五十年也不能到。
Maybe you won't reach there for 50 years.
太快了，撞了，结果没有到你要到的地方，你跑到天堂或者地狱里面去。
A car accident may kill you, and you'll never get there.
所以你不一定更好。
So it may not be better.
所以有红灯好不好
？Is it good to have traffic junctions?
红灯好。
It is good.
在印尼从前有很多三轮车叫做 Beca。
In Indonesia there were tricycles.
有一条路叫做 Bebas Beca。
There was a road called Beca Bebas.
叫 Bebas Beca。
Bebas Beca。
Bebas 就是 free。
It means free.
所以我以为是 Beca 在里面很 free 的意思。
I thought the tricycle will move freely in there.
不是的。
Not so.
是 free from the distortion.Of Beca，
就是说，其实里面没有三轮车，
没有三轮车可以进去，叫做 Beca free。
It means it's free from the tricycle。
你懂吗？所以你在里面走的时候
，When you travel in there，
一定没有三轮车来捉弄你的。
You will not be interrupted by the tricycle。
一定没有三轮车来干扰你的。
They will move not move in and out。
Free from tricycle。
You are free from them。
照样的。
In the same manner。
很多的大城市
，Many big cities，
有一些很好的 shopping 的地方
，They are good shopping centers。
是在从前小城市的计划中间做好的。
they were planned earlier when they were in a small city.
现在呢，车进去人就不能走了。
But now the car will block the pedestrian.
人走得过，车就不方便了。
Or the pedestrian will block the cars. 所以，
上海的南京东路就变成人行道，没有汽车 ，free from cars.
So in some cities they block the whole road for pedestrians.
只给你走罢了。
For pedestrian to move.
那汽车就不能进去。
And the cars will be blocked.
走路的人就感到很自由，要爬坡，要转来转去，要像蛇一样走路都没有问题。
Pedestrian will feel that it's very easy to move around.
Free from the distortion of cars.
So from the interruption of the cars.
如果你走路的时候
，When you walk,
最讨厌车乱开一场。
You hate the cars coming into
your pathway. 等到你买车的时候，你最讨厌人乱走。
But when you buy a car, you hate the pedestrians.
你的自由
，So your freedom
是别人的捆绑
，is a constraint for others.
别人的自由
，their freedom
是你的捆绑
，becomes your constraint.
红灯。
The red light
是爱快车的人捆绑
is a constraint for those who want to speed.
但是爱快车的人
but those who love to speed
是那些好好走路的人捆绑
is a constraint for those who are walking on the street.
所以什么叫做使人自由的律法
What does it mean that the law that gives freedoms?
有律法我们更自由吗
With the law do we have more freedom?
有律法我们更自由吗
With the law do we have more freedom?
或者没有律法我们更自由
Or are we more free without the law?
哪一个更自由啊
Which one has more freedom?
你们都不回答哈，眼睛睁大大看我做什么？我现在要你回答，不是要你听的。有律法使我们更自由吗
？Did the law give us more freedom?
为什么呢
？Why?
什么自由啊
？What sort of freedom is this?
就是不必死的自由。
The freedom from death.
有了律法
，with the laws，
那么那些摩托车就要停下来，不会把我撞死了。
The motorcycle will be prevented from killing me.
这里的自由呢
？This freedom
不是犯罪的自由。
It's not the freedom to sin.
是享受生命的自由。
But the freedom to enjoy your life.
我们死的时候以为我们的自由是我们享受，我们的自由是使我们被杀的原因。
Many a times we think that freedom will help us enjoy, but freedom often leads to death.
所以很多人的自由其实就是自杀的前奏。
Many people's freedom actually is the precursor to their suicide.
为什么自杀叫做自杀？是自己杀，没有人杀才叫做自杀。
Suicide means you kill yourself.
自杀的人是因为自己要杀的，是很自由的。
A person who commits suicide freely commits it.
所以真正的自由
，true freedom then
是有保障的。
Has a guarantee.
有轨道的。
Has a pathway.
有限制的。
Has a constraint.
有矛盾存在的。
There is paradoxical elements in there.
不是放纵。
It is not decadence.
不是野蛮的。
Not indulgence.
我常常查血都没有什么病。
I often go for blood tests and there's nothing wrong with me.
特别糖尿病完全没有。
Especially no diabetes.
所以呢，人家说你不要吃太多糖，我心里想免管闲事。
So when people say don't eat so much candy,
因为我从来没有糖尿病。
I say I have no diabetes.
每次在香港喝奶茶的时候
，In Hong Kong when I take my tea,
我就三个汤匙的糖放进去。
I put three spoon of sugar.
香港的奶茶什么奶也不知道，什么茶也不知道，再加上什么糖，好吃的不得了。糖从容喝糖应该的嘛。
And I thought it's right for me to have all this.
三个月以前
3 months ago.
医生说你开始有糖尿病，我吓了一跳。
The doctor said you have diabetes now. I got shocked.
你现在不可以吃糖了。
Now you cannot take so much sugar.
吃饭每天只能吃一点点。
Every day you can have a little bit of rice.
糟糕了。
Oh, oh no.
这个律法来了。
Now the laws are here.
就律法是限制我的律法。
This law will constrain me.
我从前是自由吃糖的。
In the past, I eat sugar freely.
现在有律法来了，没有自由了。
Now the laws come, there's no freedom.
我现在做一个决定了。
Now I have a decision.
哎呀，医生啊，你不要太严格吧。
Doctor, don't be so strict.
人已经活到65岁，还不享受什么时候呢
？I'm already 65, should enjoy my life.
既然这60多年都是这样吃糖的，就吃下去算啦。
I should just carry on eating sugar in the same manner.
第二个思想，第二个思想来了。
And the second thought comes.
哎呀，有好的真理一定要听，不可以这样自己放纵，自己要什么就什么，这样任性不对。
It's not right to be stubborn. I need to listen to the truth.
虽然不一定要活太长才叫做幸福。
Also, it doesn't mean I have to live a long life.
但是多几年做主工也是可以的嘛。
But it's good to live longer to do the work of God.
少吃糖好了，但是还是照样信糖就可以了。
Then don't take so much sugar.
所以我要决定了。
So I must make a decision.
我太太就提醒我了。
My wife reminds me.
饭不可以吃太多啊。
Cannot eat too much rice. Cannot
put sugar. 不可以吃
这个啊。
这个太甜了。
Cannot do that.
这个都是律法的帮手。
These are the helpers of the law.
这个助力法来约束我。
To use the law to constrain me.
所以啊，每天还要用刀来刺一下血茶到底6.5啊，7.几啊，每天要试，所以被他逼迫很厉害。
Every day got to draw blood. So.
那么这些为什么呢
？For what purpose?
有一个原因。
One reason.
就是使我不必因为糖尿病而快死。
So that I will not die earlier because of diabetes.
糖尿病对心脏不好。
Diabetes is not good for the heart.
糖尿病对流血也不好。
Not good for blood flow.
糖尿病对寿命也不好。
Not good for lifespan.
所以怎么办呢？
So what we do?
从那天开始。
From that day on.
我真的很乖耶。
I am very obedient.
这三个月啊。
These 3 months.
我喝的 coffee, 喝的茶苦得要死。
All the coffee was bitter.
啊，这种苦我很会吃，这种苦我不会吃的。
I'm not good at this sort of bitterness.
老了，上帝在训练我吃另外一种苦。
God is training me with another type of bitterness.
怎么办呢？
What do I do then?
顺服。
Obedience.
所以呢，这个茶呢，血很好啊。
Now that everything is fine.
而且每天太太跟我在一起，替我查，替我算，都很好的。
My wife has been checking and everything is okay.
吃药也比较规矩，从前常常忘记。
And then I also take my medicine regularly.
其实他在我更忘记的。
When she comes around, I will forget more.
反正她在一定会提醒嘛，所以不管她了。
Because she will be remind me, so I don't have to remember. What we do then?
现在我没有糖了。
Now there is no more sugar.
更好了。
Better.
所以我问你。
So I ask you this.
自由吗？
Yeah, am I free?
没有糖尿病。
No diabetes.
她身体更好了。
Better in the body.
生活更自由了。
There are more freedom in the life.
这个产生矛盾了。
So there is a contradiction here.
吃的也自由，生活不自由。
The more free you are in your food, the less free you are in your lifestyle.
生活要自由，口不要太自由。
The more free you are in your lifestyle, the less free you have in the way you eat.
律法是限制我吗？
Is the law a constraint?
是。
Yes, it is.
律法给我自由吗？
Did it give me freedom?
也是。
Yes, also.
看你从哪一方面去看它。
You need to see it from a different angle.
律法使我吃糖的习惯都被限制，非常不自由。
The law did not give me freedom in the way I eat sugar.
律法使我身体的健康更自由了。
But it gives me more freedom in the health of my body.
所以你要自由吗？
Do you want freedom?
你就要先限制自己。
You must first constrain yourself.
你不懂得限制自己。
If you cannot constrain yourself,
你就得到的是假自由。
What you have is fake freedom.
如果你懂得怎样限制自己。
But if you know self-control,
你得到的自由是真自由。
You will receive true freedom.
多数男人都有皮带来约束他的身体。
Most men wear a belt.
其实这些皮带呢，是真的吗？是真的。
Are they real belts? They are.
男人真的约束了自己吗？假的。
But it is not something that really constrains them.
皮带约束的好，吃到好吃的，你放一个洞。
Because when you eat a lot, you will loosen one knot in your belt.
第二盘地上面更好吃，你再开一个洞。
And then when there are more food, you loosen one more knot.
到最后一个洞还好吃，你皮带收起来。
In the end, you take out your belt altogether.
你就尽量吃。
And you keep eating.
所以这个叫做什么呢？叫做尽量完全享受自由。
You keep enjoying your freedom.
有皮带等于没有皮带。
That belt then it's useless.
女人呢？
For women.
女人很少皮带，但是都有看不见的皮带。
Women doesn't wear belt too often, but there's invisible one.
女人是很聪明的。
They are very intelligent.
你好吃再吃再吃。
You tell them it's very good. Eat more.
够了。
She will say enough.
你饱了吗？饱了。饱了。
You have enough. She say enough.
其实她感到很好吃。
But she know that it's nice.
心里想再吃下去。
But if she eat more,
明天变。
You become bigger.
后天这样。
Fatter.
后天这样。
Even fatter.
那就不好看了。
Then not nice.
历史中间，艺术品的最高峰就是人体。的形状。
In history, the highest form of art is the human body.
The supreme art form in history is human body shape. 哇，这是上帝造的最美的。
God created men, the most, men and women in the most beautiful manner.
但是
，However,
the ugliest art is also man's body.
最难看的也是人的身体。
最难看的艺术品也是人的身体。
The worst also a human body.
当你多五寸出来。
When there's 5 more inches in your body,
旁边多八寸出去
5, 8 more inches the other side.
乱七八糟形状一出来的时候
，When the shape is all out,
难看死了
，It's quite ugly.
所以女人心里想
，So the woman will be thinking,
我不进口
，If I don't eat,
不限制这里
，If I don't constrain myself,
那边就自由发展了
，Then there will be free the development somewhere else.
自由的不得了的时候
，When it's too free,
我走路就不自由了
，I will not have freedom in my walk.
以前那是不自由。
Instead of having no freedom later,
不如现在不自由。
I better not have freedom now.
先约束自己。
So I first constrain myself.
一生常常自由。
Then I will have more freedom later.
好不好啊？
Isn't it a better thing?
一本万利啊！
It's a good investment.
女人不用皮带不要紧，她有看不见的皮带，一直约束自己，一直约束自己。
So a woman have an invisible constraint.
事情就这样简单。
It is so simple.
所以雅各讲的这句话。
So James said this.
使人自由的律法。
Laws that gives freedom. Is it true?
上帝啊，你的律法是使我自由的吗
？Oh Lord, is your law giving me freedom?
上帝说是。
The Lord would say yes.
上帝啊，你的律法是约束我的吗
？Did your law constrain me?
上帝说是。
God said yes.
约束你的犯罪。
To constrain your sin.
约束你的放纵。
To constrain your indulgence.
约束你的野蛮的自由。
Constrain your barbarism.
让你在有约束之下。
That in this self-control.
达到一个原来上帝为你预备的真自由。
You will receive the true freedom that God has prepared for you.
这就是上帝所用的办法。
This is the method of God.
有一次我拿着两个皮箱。
Once I was carrying two baggages.
一个二十公斤，一个十多公斤。
120 kg.
重得不得了。
Very heavy.
后来那个时候又没有轮。
There were no wheels.
所以放下来。
I put it down.
喘了气以后。
After I
换过来。
Caught my breath.
轻的放在这里。
Switch them over.
放在那边。所以一下子这样抬，一下子那么抬，使身体平衡一点。
To make myself a bit more balanced.
但我真的很累，就两个放下，坐在椅子上休息了。
When I was very tired, I just let it down and rested.
突然前面有一个人。
And a person went by.
200公斤。
200 kg person.
没有带皮箱。
No baggage.
走得很辛苦。
The way he walked.
我就想想，到底他辛苦啊，我辛苦。
I ask myself, is he more tiring or am I more tiring?
他比我大很多。
He is much larger than I am.
没有带东西。
But he has no baggages.
我比他瘦很多。
I'm a lot thinner.
带一大堆东西。
But I have baggages.
哪一个辛苦？
Who suffer more?
还是他辛苦？
I think he suffers more.
为什么你知道？
Why?
因为我的皮箱累得我可以放下来，他满身都是皮箱。
Because he cannot let go of his baggages and his weight.
全身都是皮箱。
The whole body is like big baggages.
拿不下来。
He cannot let it go.
但他睡觉跟他上床的皮箱。
When he go to bed, the baggage go with him.
跟他走路跟他上床的，跟他走路的皮箱。
When he walk, the baggage walks with him.
这种人很可怜，因为他买飞机票一定要买 first class.
It's very sad because his plane ticket must be first class.
因为他坐在 third class 的，旁边的人就给他挤掉了。
There's no way he can go into economy class.
椅子的饼就给他挤破了。
He will break the seat.
所以他一定要坐 first class.
He must go first class.
结果呢？
In the end,
不能睡。
He cannot sleep.
带着皮箱睡是很不舒服。
It's very difficult to sleep with baggage.
满身都是赘肉。
There are all kinds of burdens.
太多了，为什么呢？
Too much.
因为平常吃的太自由。
Because he had too much freedom in his food.
有就没有自由的。
And then later he ended up with no freedom.
有一种自由是不自由的自由。
So there are some freedom that is freedom without freedom.
还有一种不自由是自由的不自由。
But some no freedom is a free no freedom.
为了使你真正自由。
In order that we may have true freedom.
神把律法赐给你。
God gave us the laws.
让约束保证你还有自由。
That self-control will guarantee that you have true freedom.
人不要上帝的道。
But we do not want the word of God.
以自己的放纵代替自由。
With our own indulgences, we take over freedom.
以自己一点点的好处代替上帝的义。
For a little bit of goodness, we take over the righteousness of God.
放纵中间出卖自由。
And in our indulgences, we sell away our freedom.
那么怎么样呢？
In the end,
最后呢？
In the end,
当看见律法的时候，
when we see the laws,
他就认为这就是他可以用来审判别人。
We think that it can be used to judge others,
用来定罪别人。
To give convict them,
的一个根据。
At the basis for all these things,
很可怜的事情。
This is something very sad.
所以这一段结束的时候呢？
When this passage ends,
不但论到死人自由的律法，
not only does it talk about the laws that gives freedom.
结束的时候告诉我们。
He tells us,
怜悯是胜过定罪的。
Mercy triumphs over judgment.
怜悯是胜过审判的。
Mercy triumphs over conviction.
所以这样就告诉我们，我们为了遵行上帝的道。
He tells us that when we fulfill the word of God,
一方面约束自己，使自己因律法进入自由。
On the one hand, we have self-control because of the laws, we enter into true freedom.
一方面用上帝赐下律法，结果是用爱来解决人与人之间的关系。
On the other hand, remember that God gave us the laws based on His love to solve our problems.
上帝知道我们不能遵行。
When God knows that we cannot fulfill the laws,
上帝知道我们一定是违背律法。
He knows we will break the laws.
他就用基督的赦罪怜悯那些不能遵守律法的罪人。
He used the forgiveness of Jesus Christ as mercy towards all of our sinners.
这样，
in this manner,
你就知道。整个旧约是预备了新约。
You will see that the Old Testament was to prepare for the new.
定罪是为赦罪铺路。
Judgment is to pave the way for forgiveness.
当一个人真正知道他是违背律法犯罪。
When a person knows that he is against the law and is a sinner.
他又知道上帝为他预备的救恩要赦免他。
And he knows that God has prepared salvation for forgiveness.
他不但自己经历上帝赦罪的恩典。
Not only will he experience the grace of forgiveness of God.
他也用律法的总纲的爱去怜悯人，胜过了用律法去审判别人。
He will also use the general principles of law, which is love, to have mercy over other people.
这样的一个人。
A person like that.
真 享受了自由的。
Will truly enjoy true freedom.
因为他不审判人。
He is not judgmental.
他有怜悯胜过定罪。
With mercy, he triumphs over judgment.
怜悯胜过审判。
With mercy, he triumphs over conviction.
这样，人与人的关系。
In this manner, interpersonal relationship,
达到了这个最高峰的时候,
when you are able to reach this stage,
你不但成全了律法,
not only will you fulfill the law,
明白了心意,
you understand God's heart,
真正的遵行超过律法之意义的那个救恩所带出来的爱的行为。
You will be able to express the actions of love that is the true basis of the laws.
回到耶稣所讲的话,
we return back to what Jesus said.
你们的义,
your righteousness,
若不胜过法利赛人的义,
if it's not greater than that of the Pharisees,
不能进天国。
You will not enter the kingdom of God.
法利赛人的意思是什么？
What are the righteousness of the Pharisees?
自己不能遵行律法，又以为自己已经遵行了律法，用他自以为义来借律法审判别人。
It is a self-righteousness that enables them to judge others, although they cannot fulfill the law themselves.
耶稣的义是什么义呢？
But what about the righteousness of Jesus?
他生在律法之下。
Although he was born under the law.
凡事受审判。
He was tempted in every way.
但是他却完全不是废除律法，是遵行了律法。
But he was obedient to the law, not to take it away.
他不因自己遵行了律法，就要求别人一定要像他那样严格遵行律法。
But he did not demand others to do the same thing.
他真正赦免。
He truly forgave.
真正了解。
He understands.
人不能遵行律法的限制。
We are not able to fulfill the whole law.
他用怜悯来赦免我们。
And with mercy and love, he forgave us.
主耶稣对那个犯奸淫被抓到的女子说
，The Lord Jesus said to the woman who was caught for adultery，
没有人定你的罪吗
？Did anyone judge you？
主啊，没有。
She said, Lord, no。
耶稣说，我来不是要定罪。
Said, I come not to condemn。
我是要来赦罪
，but to forgive。
我不定你的罪。
I will not judge you。
起来
，Rise。
你回去吧
，Go。
从今不要再犯罪
，and sin no more。
怜悯。
Mercy
胜过审判
triumphs over judgment
怜悯
mercy
是胜过定罪的
triumphs over conviction
今天灵性不够好的人
those of us whose spirituality are not so good
你读了圣经你看到别人毛病大自明清高大指责别人罪
we will read the Bible and use it as a basis to judge others
一个灵性好的人
but a person who is spiritual
尽心尽力遵行上帝一切的要求却用上帝的爱去怜悯别人挽回别人要别人回到上帝的面前
We'll try his best to do and obedient to the word of God but at the same time use the love of God to help others to bring them back to God
行为的最高点
Then this is how action culminates itself
雅各是讲行为的
The book of James talk about our action and words
雅各一定要谈到律法
So he must talk about law
就律法是至尊的
This is the royal law
律法的原意不是定罪
The purpose was not to judge.
最后要借助律法使人知罪，信靠耶稣而得赦罪。
In the end, the law is helped us to be convicted to know that Jesus Christ is needed for forgiveness.
律法不是约束的。
It is not to constrain us.
不是控告的。
Not to judge us and accuse us.
不是审判的。
Not to judge us.
律法的结果。
In the end,
是要使人自由。
Laws give us freedom.
使人被迅猛师父带到耶稣基督。
Like an inspiring teacher, it brings us before Christ.
原来有为我成全律法的主。
That we know that there is a Lord that fulfilled the law for us.
他是为我使救我脱离律法咒诅的恩典。
He is the person that gave me the grace that delivered me from the curse of the law.
我们跟随主的人。
Those of us who follow the Lord.
效法基督。
We are to imitate him.
自己遵行神的道。
Not only do we do the word of God.
用上帝的爱呼召人回到。上帝救赎的恩典的地方。
With the love of God, we call others to return into His salvation.
这就把这个行为的要点。
And then the point about action.
律法跟救赎的关系。
The relationship between the law and salvation.
讲出来的。
Is clearly defined.
再说。
I say this again.
雅各的神学跟保罗的神学没有分别。
The theology of James is consistent with that of Paul. 一个是把我们
从电子带进圣所里。
One bring us from the outer court into the most holy place.
另外一个把我们从圣至圣所带出院子外面来。
The other one from the most holy place to the outer court.
都是神的话语。
Both spoke the word of God.
都表明了神的心意。
Both expresses the word of God.
我们站起来。
Let us stand up together.
我们一同读这一段的圣经。
We read this passage again.
我们一边站着一边念第九节一直到第十三节。
From verse 9 to 13.
一同开声来读。一、二、三。 但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了重条。原来那说不能奸淫的，也说不可杀人，你就是不奸淫却杀人，人是成了犯律法的。你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判，就该照着律法说话行事，因为那不怜悯人的，也要受无怜悯的审判。怜悯原是向审判发生的。我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们一同开始。